Imagine you are driving down a dark, winding road, far from any city or town. You have been driving all day, and the sun set an hour ago. You are tired and stiff. There is a hollow feeling in your stomach, and a stale, recycled air scent in your nostrils. As you make your last turn, you catch a faint glow ahead of you, and suddenly the stiffness disappears. Your shoulders straighten, and your foot presses just a bit more firmly on the accelerator. Home. As you pull up in front of the house, windows glowing with a light that makes the darkness flee, the front door flies open, and people run out to greet you. Your people. Their arms grab you and hug you. They tug you toward the open door. The warmth and light draws you farther in, and the smell of your favorite meal is an almost tangible rope that pulls you the rest of the way. Home. It is the place where you live, dwell, abide. The place in which you are safe and joyful and comforted. The place where you live your mundane kind of life, as well as the place to which you cling when trouble comes. Home. Jesus says that we must abide in him in order to bear fruit, in order to be transformed into his likeness. That word, abide, is such a rich word, containing the ideas of peace, comfort, fulfilled needs, constancy, and close relationships, to name just a few. Home. John tells us in his gospel that Jesus used the word abide repeatedly during his last night with his disciples. Jesus spoke of abiding in him, of abiding in his love, of allowing his words to abide in us. If we do this work of abiding, Jesus promises, then the Father will be glorified, and we will bear much fruit. Fruit that, among other things, allows us to love one another in the same way that Jesus loves us. We are, in other words, to make Jesus our home. We are to make him the place where we live out our ordinary, everyday lives, and the place where we dwell in times of great storms. We are to make him the place we remain every moment of every day. This happens largely through the practice of the spiritual disciplines. Weaving these holy habits into our lives awakens us to the presence and workings of God all around us. Jesus promised that he would never leave us, but we are creatures who lean into our physicality more than our spirituality. And so the spiritual disciplines help us to be more aware of the ways in which Jesus fulfills his promise. The more we practice these habits, the more we move ourselves into a place where the Holy Spirit can work to transform us to look like Jesus. Then we will truly be home. I have been learning about the spiritual disciplines in a two-year course in spiritual formation that I have just begun. I will continue in the next weeks to write more about what I have learned so far. I pray that it will transform you as much as it has transformed me.